I breathe in the morning air and I'm not alone.
Someone laid the pipes in the ground. Someone made the clothes on my back. So many hands I'll never shake, but I'm grateful for that.
It's the smallest things that change everything when you finally see.
Thich Nhat Hanh said, "The present moment is filled with joy and happiness. If you are attentive, you will see it." Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, this is Ashley Casper, and I am so happy to be welcoming you here to another edition of the Grow Rich Mastermind on the Good News Network. We gather here each day, each morning, to lift each other up and hear stories and insights that will help us live each day to our fullest. Today is March 20th, 2026, and I am so excited to be introducing Gail Kindig as our host on this Freedom Friday morning. Gail Kindig lives in upstate New York with her husband, Alan, on their green acres. Although she still loves a penthouse view and a God-sized vision, she spent most of her career as a senior corporate and tech recruiter, helping thousands discover their strengths, purpose, and potential. She's been matching people to the right opportunities since the days of Polaroids, long before LinkedIn. One of her favorite chapters was helping build JetBlue in its startup phase, witnessing how belief and the right people create extraordinary things. Now retired, Gail continues mentoring, speaking, and supporting entrepreneurs with insight, strategy, and encouragement. She is known as the Idea Factory, the connector, and an author of Million Dollar Personality. She believes who you are matters just as much as what you do, and that God truly directs our paths. Cannot wait to hear what Gail has for us today, but before we do, I want to hear from all of you. So as I unmute the lines, please let me know what your name is and where you're calling in from this morning.
I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic about life.
Appreciate you guys being on the intro.
Yes. Well, good morning. We're happy to be here
before the party.
That was awesome.
Angela and Albie, y'all are always at the
table. Wow.
So awesome.
Yes.
Well, it is Friday.
The countdown is on.
I think the best thing is to see.
Are you ready for Miss Gail Kindig?
Go, Gail.
Let's go, Gail. Go, Gail.
We're ready.
All right, you guys. I am ready too. So excited to be here and just so blessed to be able to be selected to be in this call. And this family, this mastermind, and gosh, I feel like my voice is a little sleepy. I guess I need to have more screaming and everything. I need you guys to yell at me for a minute here. So in a minute, you will. So we will have a great hour together, and we are going to be, it is Friday, Freedom Crusader Manifesto Day. So if somebody wants to get ready to read that in a little bit, and welcome everybody on the call, and hopefully we've got some new people that we've invited because this call is so dynamic. I love it so much. I've been here for years now. And I will be speaking and reading from Think and Grow Rich. We love that book with Napoleon Hill on page 177, so get that ready. So you guys have some things to do to get ready now. Page 177, get your Freedom Manifesto, you know, Freedom Crusader Manifesto out so we can follow along with that. We meet here every day, Monday through Friday, because it starts our week off, it starts our day off from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which I'm so happy about, because I really think that Albie and Angela, I mean, you guys over in California, oh my liver. You know, to get up and be alert for this call early in the morning, Monday through Friday. You guys are amazing. And we have the Freedom Fest. Again, it started in Branson, Missouri, I believe, was the first Freedom Fest. And guess what? They're full circling around this year, going back to Branson. Freedom Fest, everybody's going to meet each other, especially lots of people on this call are going to be able to see each other in person, be able to give hugs, and just that bond that we already have is going to be so much stronger if you can get to Freedom Fest. I'm hoping I can go, but you never know what can happen. And we do have, want to cover every month a little enemy of character, so help fine-tune our spirit, our minds, our thoughts, and to get rid of anything that is negative that overpowers the thoughts that we really want to have. And one of those is hypochondria. So hypochondria is kind of like that, because for people that have it, I feel sorry for them, because they're always on edge. They don't have a lot of peace. If they sneeze, it's like they're going to get pneumonia. If they have a pain in their arm, they've got a heart attack coming. You know, it's one of those things that they're always panicking about life and death and that kind of thing. And, you know, am I going to die? Is this my time? It's a really hard way to go through life. So hypochondria can grab you and hold you. And let's even say in other ways, if you have negative thoughts about anything, you're kind of hypochondria in that. So let's try to hold every thought captive and think, okay, what if, is what I'm saying to myself right now helping me or hurting me? Is what I'm doing right now help, you know, getting me to my goal? You know, those kinds of things. You know, ask yourself those questions to help you not get, you know, don't let your groove become your grave where you start, you know, having these thoughts, these negative thoughts overcome you. So right now, what we're going to do is get a little thermometer test and see how alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic you guys are right now. So we're going to have Ashley just open up the lines, and I want to hear if you guys are alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. It sounds like we have quite a big crowd today, an audience of thousands. So today I wanted to talk about the importance of our social media stuff that we put out there and to do it actually. And you can easily fall off the wagon with that. You know, you can have all intentions of, I'm going to do it every day. I'm going to go on social media. I'm going to make my posts, and I'm going to get, you know, all of the platforms I'm going to be on. And we kind of, we'll do it. We'll do it for a little bit. And then we fall off the wagon. And I think that because of my age, I'll be 71 in a couple weeks, I get a little bit, I want to make sure I do leave a mark, right? My nieces and nephews might get on YouTube and see me, so I want to be careful what I say. I want to be very edifying and happy and direct them with their thoughts. And I think it's so important that we have this platform of YouTube and even this call. So this call is another platform, right? So we can get people on this call, and they can be fed first thing in the morning, just like their coffee. You know, the best part of waking up is Think and Grow Rich in your cup, or the Grow Rich call in your cup. So we really have to start changing our brain to say, this is our job. We don't have a job that we go to, most of us, where, you know, it's, there's just feels like there's no end in sight. You know, you might have retirement, you might get a gold watch, but you don't really do that anymore. But we are kind of freedom crusaders, so we kind of are making our own path. And I do think that the social media is opened to us a whole plethora of ways that we can communicate. And I think that, you know, we don't need a television anymore, a television station. We don't need publishers. We can publish our own books. We don't need to be on a big stage in a big city to make a difference in people's lives. Today, an ordinary person, a person with a real story, you know, a real message, and just a willing heart, you know, you can reach millions of people across the world. I had one post that I was making. We were keeping an eye on it. The little few of us, you don't have to be women, but we happen to be all four or five of us are women, but you can, anybody can join in. But we kind of help each other, support each other. And one of my posts was going crazy. Like hundreds of thousands of people were watching. I'm like, I don't know, I didn't say it. And everybody's like wondering, like, what did she even say on this? And it was just a generic post, but I was blown away that it was reaching people who I didn't even know. And I certainly don't know, you know, 400,000 people. But the greatest gift in doing that to the world is your authenticity. And I think that we feel like we have to be polished. And I myself feel like, oh, my liver, you know, I got to, like, take a shower. I got to do my hair. I got to put my makeup on. All this. So lately, I just wear a hat. And it's just so much easier because a cute little hat. And if I don't feel like, you know, doing my hair and all that jazz, I find a way, you know, be a find a way or make a way person in your life, right? So I found a way to, I don't always have to be glorious and fabulous. I can put my hat on. So. But you have to be hungry for that. And right now I am hungry to be heard, not necessarily seen, but heard at least in, you know, a YouTube video or I just want people to know they have this power within them to be whoever you really feel you want to be. And if there's something in your heart, you know, you may have gone through a grief of some kind and maybe you have recovered from some kind of an addiction. You've had to start over, for goodness sakes, you know, because of a divorce. I've got a couple, you know, past behind me that, you know, we've had to start over. And even caregiving, you know, with as we get older, we're taking care of our parents. That's a hard, you know, that is a hardship for us. It's a day-to-day thing. That's another part-time job, really. You know, maybe we've had financial hardships. You know, maybe we've found faith in some way, or maybe, you know, we are following a path that's really helping us with the knowledge that we're receiving, or we're actually discovering our purpose. And we want to, you know, embrace that and say, okay, I'm going for this because I feel that this is who I am and why I'm here and what I'm supposed to be doing. Or for overcoming fear, you know, in the scriptures, it has fear 365 times mentioned. Do not fear. So I think that was a pretty clear message for a lot of people. You know, do not fear. We're not meant to be living in fear. So whatever exact answer that you have done and lived in your life, someone else has kind of been praying for and thinking about. It's like, help me, help me. And here you are with some of their answers. So I think that what we feel is ordinary lives in our own lives can be extraordinary or extraordinary. I love the word extraordinary because if you break it down, it's extraordinary. We're not ordinary people on this call. We are people who are authentic. We trust who we are. We're not looking for perfection. And we just want to make a difference. We want to connect really deeply with people, flawless people, not perfect people. We are connecting with honest people. And that's who we are in this call. And I just love it. So when someone, you know, gets on YouTube and says, this is what I went through, or this is what I've learned and I want to share it with you, or this is how I made it through, blah, 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 or, you know, this is where I met, you know, my spiritual guidance, or anything like that, we're not above anyone. We're simply willing to share. We're people that are just simply willing to share what we've been through. And even on this call, if something, you know, just touched your heart and says, oh my goodness, yes, I did go through that. I am a survivor of something. You know, I should share that because that's going to help someone on this line. So I think that YouTube, to me, gives everyone a microphone, right? And it doesn't matter who you are. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to be anybody but yourself. And, you know, let me see. I love the idea that, you know, you can reach a young mother in Texas or a student someplace in Africa. Canada's right above us. I'm in New York. You know, Australia, it feels like you got to be kidding. You know, I'll never be going to Australia with the kangaroos. So, but we can talk to people, and they're everywhere. So don't underestimate the miracle of you, the miracle of your time here on this planet, and your faith, your conviction to carry your words and let people know your heart, your sincerity, the burdens that you may have had but gotten over, and especially your joy. What makes you happy today? I read recently, actually cut it out and put it in a book. I'm really obsessive, ridiculously obsessive about seeing notebooks, spiral things, just beautiful blank notebooks. And I find them in different places, not just like a generic store, but usually they're unique stores. And I have two of them were golden covers. And I never wrote in them because they're so beautiful on the outside. I didn't want to use them. But the other day I read in a little book, and I actually cut it out, about the gratitude. We talk about gratitude. Lori Sue especially talks about gratitude every day. And it said when you get up in the morning, to write down, and we've heard this before. I am not, you know, speaking, oh my gosh, Gail said this. No, we know this. Write down three things that you're grateful for. And I cut that out because it was like a couple sentences. It wasn't just write down what you're grateful for. And it was, I loved it. So I cut it out, put it in the top of my golden book. And now I need to be forced. I'm pretty positive. So I can usually find things that I'm grateful for. But I want to be purposeful now and write them down because, again, I'm a little bit caught. I'm not hypochondriac about my age, but I know that I'm getting towards the end. I mean, my mother lived to 93, but my father, he passed away at 70. But so there's quite a big difference there. But I'm not, you know, gauging that on that. It's just that I know I need to be purposeful in my life right now. I can't be just, you know, cattywampus out there, you know, doing whatever feels good. You know, if it feels good, do it. We can't live like that. We just can't. We have to be responsible, right? So I think that these videos, I just want you to be aware that people will feel your heart. They'll feel your sincerity. They will feel your burdens, and you might be able to help them through what you've been through. They'll feel your joy, your compassion, and, you know, whatever wisdom you can bring to the table. From we've all lived a life, right? So we do have some wisdom, right? Hopefully. And there's a lot of information online, but that information doesn't heal people. People are healed through comfort, right? Through identification. I can identify with so many people on this line when you come out and share your stories and sometimes the courage you've had to go through in your life. And the hope that, you know, when we share the words from our reading and I always do this. I get so excited. But what I want to do now before I go is I want to have somebody come out and read the Freedom Crusaders Manifesto. So is there somebody that can interrupt me and do that right now? Come on out, star six.
I've got you, Gail.
Oh, you're beautiful. Thanks, Ashley.
No problem. The Freedom Crusaders Manifesto, the mission, freedom through principle-centered leadership. I have a definite purpose to become financially free with self-confidence to back it up. I believe in myself and in those around me, seizing every opportunity I can to practice initiative and leadership. Sorry, things are falling around me. In providing service to others, I use my imagination to visualize my purpose and craft plans for its attainment. I mix enthusiasm with my work because enthusiasm is the force that energizes my body, mind, and soul. I fill my heart with sincere gratitude each day. I exercise self-control to guide my actions with patience and discipline. I temper my desires by choosing to live within my means so I can save money, eliminate debt, and buy income-producing assets. I render more service than I am paid for, and I know that in so doing, infinite intelligence will return even more in due time. I have a pleasing personality that is both genuine and sincere. I am an accurate thinker. I know that accurate thought is based on facts and not upon hearsay or random information. I concentrate by giving my undivided attention to but one task at a time. I cooperate and mastermind harmoniously with others, believing that together we can do more. I profit from failure, my own and others. I always practice tolerance when dealing with others. I make the golden rule the foundation of all that I do that affects other people. I know that the long cut is the only real shortcut and commit to putting in the time, gaining the knowledge, and doing the work required to earn my just reward. As a promoter, I produce meaningful, hype-free marketing that matters. I believe the stairwell designed by the architect of the universe is leading somewhere great, and I strive to make my choices from this grand perspective. I seek to align myself with companies, products, missions, movements, and organizations firmly in alignment with these principles while avoiding those who are not. I will be the change I wish to see in the world, and even after I have obtained my freedom, I will continue to assist other crusaders on the path. Signed and dated, and back to you, Gail.
All right. Thank you so much, Ashley. Can we just, we just want to thank you for doing that. So everybody come on out. And
yeah, Ashley, you're amazing.
Great job again. Thanks, Ashley. And I want to remember also Seth Godin's book is our book of the month, and this is marketing. I don't know anybody who can't use this book, and he does a lot of great books on marketing. This book has got a lot of golden nuggets in it. Let me see. He talked about understanding the world from a client's perspective, and people buy solutions, not products, right? They want help. So they're looking for help. They're looking for answers. They want to be successful. They think you might have some nuggets for them. And how to build trust and permission. I would definitely get that book. I had read it already, but remember it was pretty good. I love marketing. I don't know. I guess I'm a big marketer because I've been talking all my life and doing motivational talks, inspirational talks, things like that for business people all over for many years. So I shouldn't take it for granted, but I do love it. And I've had quite a long history of it. So anyway, try to make a difference. It's what I kind of talk. I want you to listen to your heart because I know you're here to make a difference. And you never know when you're going to help a teenager, you know, who has given up from being picked on or having a rough time. And your voice will matter and turn things around, you know, click something in their brain to say, no. I'm not going to listen to this person. This is not person's not going to control me. Or a widow, you know, a recent widow of some kind. Anything you really believe in is going to make a difference, you know, to someone else's spirit. So I don't want you to ever be, what do they say, you know, don't put a bushel over your head. Let your light shine, right? And just be authentic. Nobody cares, really, what you look like. They're going to hear your voice. They're going to, you know, listen to your content, your heart, your wisdom, your testimony. And this is your legacy, guys. This is your legacy. You can really make a difference. And you don't have to, you know, leave this world thinking, what did I do? What have I done? I hear that people say on their, you know, their deathbed or they had an accident and, you know, that moment of clarity where they're saying, oh, my gosh, what did I do in life? You know, did I make a difference? We all make a difference on this call. Every single person is here. So that's what I've got for today, and I'm going to start reading from page 177 from Think and Grow Rich. So if you guys have that book ready, follow along. All right. So, and then at the 30-minute line, we're going to put the lines, so be prepared to share your heart with us because we're ready for you. Okay. A publisher of books which sell for a nickel made a discovery that should be worth much to publishers generally. He learned that many people buy titles and not contents of books. By merely changing the name of one book that was not moving, his sales on that book jumped upward more than 1 million copies. The inside of the book was not changed in any way. He merely ripped off the cover bearing the title that did not sell and put on a new cover with a title that had box office value. That, as simple as it may seem, was an idea. It was imagination. There is no standard price on ideas. The creator of ideas makes his own price, and if he's smart, gets it. The moving picture industry created a whole flock of millionaires. Most of them are people who couldn't create ideas, but they had the imagination to recognize ideas when they saw them. The next flock of millionaires came from the radio business, and the next flock from the internet, which is still new and not overburdened with people of keen imagination. The money will be made by those who discover or create new and more meritorious content and have the imagination to recognize merit and to give visitors a chance to profit by it. If this new field of opportunity intrigues you, and that's so funny because this was written a long time ago. Excuse me. Perhaps you might profit by the suggestion that the successful content channels of the future will give more attention to creating buyer audiences and less attention to listener audiences. Stated more plainly, the builder of content channels who succeeds in the future must find practical ways to convert listeners into buyers. I think they're talking to us, you guys. This is awesome. There is plenty of room for those who can produce or recognize ideas. For the foregoing comments of these opportunities has not started your idea factory to work, or your opportunity may be in some other field. If the comment intrigued you in the slightest degree, then go further into it and you may find the one idea you need to round out your career. Never let it discourage you if you have no experience. Andrew Carnegie knew very little about making steel. I have Carnegie's own word for this, but he made practical use of two of the principles described in this book and made the steel business yield him a fortune. I got a little froggy there. The story of practically every great fortune starts with a day when a creator of ideas and a seller of ideas got together and worked in harmony. Carnegie surrounded himself with men who could do all that he could not do. Men who created ideas and men who put ideas into operation and made himself and the others fabulously rich. Millions of people go through life hoping for favorable breaks. Perhaps a favorable break can get one an opportunity, but the safest plan is not to depend upon luck. It was a favorable break that gave me the biggest opportunity of my life, but 25 years of determined effort had to be devoted to that opportunity before it became an asset. The break consisted of my good fortune in meeting and gaining the cooperation of Andrew Carnegie. On that occasion, Carnegie planted in my mind the idea of organizing the principles of achievement into a philosophy of success, which is exactly why we're here, you guys. We are living this philosophy of success from this book. Thousands of people have profited by the discoveries made in the 25 years of research, and several fortunes have been accumulated through the application of the philosophy. The beginning was simple. It was an idea which anyone might have developed. The favorable break came through Carnegie. But what about the determination, definiteness of purpose, and the desire to attain the goal, and the persistent effort of 25 years? It was no ordinary desire that survived disappointment, discouragement, temporary defeat, criticism, and the constant reminding of waste of time. It was a burning desire, an obsession. When the idea was first planted in my mind by Carnegie, it was coaxed, nursed, and enticed to remain alive. Gradually, the idea became a giant under its own power, and it coaxed, nursed, and drove me. Ideas are like that. First, you give life and action and guidance to ideas, and then they take on power of their own and sweep aside all opposition. Ideas are tangible forces, but they have more power than the physical brains that gave birth to them. They have the power to live on after the brain that creates them has returned to dust. For example, take the power of Christianity. That began with a simple idea, born in the brain of Christ. Its chief tenet was, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Christ has gone back to the source from whence he came, but his idea goes marching on. Someday it may grow up and come into its own. Then it will have fulfilled Christ's deepest desire. The idea has been developing only 2,000 years. Give it time. Success requires no explanation. Failure permits no alibis. Let me see. I've got still a few more minutes. Okay, so we'll start this chapter 7. Organized planning, the crystallization of desire into action. Because I still have about a few minutes. All right. The sixth step toward riches. You have learned that everything man creates or acquires begins in the form of desire. That desire is taken on the first lap of its journey from the abstract to the concrete into the workshop of the imagination where plans for its transition are created and organized. Chapter 2, you were instructed to take 6 definite practical steps as your first move in translating the desire for money into its monetary equivalent. One of these steps is the foundation of the definite practical plan or plans through which this transformation may be made. You will now be instructed how to build plans which will be practical. Ally yourself with a group of as many people as you may need for the creation and carry out of your plan or plans for the accumulation of money, making use of the mastermind principle described in a later chapter. Okay, it's talking to us, you guys. We are the mastermind. Compliance with this instruction is absolutely essential. Do not neglect it. Before forming your mastermind alliance, decide what advantages and benefits you may offer the individual members of your group in return for their cooperation. No one will work indefinitely without some form of compensation. No intelligent person will either request or expect another to work without adequate compensation, although this may not always be in the form of money. And I think he's talking to us here because we're not getting paid for this call, to be on this call. But our compensation is how this affects our life and how we go, you know, working through our life with each other, helping each other, sharing each other's, you know, minds, right? It's a mastermind. So we're sharing our minds with each other. Arrange to meet with the members of your mastermind group at least twice a week. Well, we've got that beat. And more often if possible until you have jointly perfected the necessary plan or plans for the accumulation of money. Maintain perfect harmony between yourself and every member of your mastermind group. If you fail to carry out this instruction to the letter, you may expect to meet with failure. The mastermind principle cannot obtain where perfect harmony does not prevail. Keep in mind these facts. First, you are engaged in an undertaking of major importance to you. To be sure of success, you must have plans which are faultless. And second, you must have the advantage of the experience, education, native ability, and imagination of other minds. This is the harmony with the methods followed by every person who has accumulated a great fortune. No individual has sufficient experience, education, native ability, and knowledge to ensure the accumulation of a great fortune without the cooperation of other people. Every plan you adopt in your endeavor to accumulate wealth should be the joint creation of yourself and every other member of your mastermind group. Every time he talks about mastermind, he puts those in quotations. You may originate your own plans, either in whole or in part, but see that those plans are checked and approved by the members of your mastermind alliance. We are now at 9:30, so I'm not going to push. Let me just finish this so then we can go to the next page. If the first plan which you adopt does not work successfully, replace it with a new plan. If this new plan fails to work, replace it in turn with still another, and so on, until you find a plan which does work. Right here is the point at which the majority of people meet with failure because their lack of persistence in creating new plans to take the place of those which fail. The most intelligent person living cannot succeed in accumulating money nor in any other undertaking without plans which are practical and workable. Okay, so we're going to finish there. Now we're going to be on 186 on Monday. So please, I hope you guys have been taking notes and said, I want to say this today. I did this. I went through this. I'm going to help somebody with my story. I'm not going to be scared. I'm not going to be nervous. I'm going to come out and have some thoughts for today. So we're going to open up the lines, and I'm thinking Ashley's going to do that. So you can start. So here we are. Hi, everybody. Come on out.
Hi, Gail.
Hey, Gail. It's Albie.
Hi, Albie. I heard of somebody else, but you go ahead, Albie, because then we'll have the other person.
I think it's Mark.
Okay,
but,
cool.
Thank you. Hey, so, Gail, yeah, I just really appreciate your thoughts this morning. And what stuck out to me was the part about how negative things or crazy things that hurt us, we actually can learn from those things, and we can help other people who are going through those things too. And it's such a really great thing because, you know, life sometimes throws us those storms, you know, and you want everything to go great, but it, you know, there's the mountaintops and there's the valleys, you know, and it's like you're going to get the valleys as well as, and it's the way that you look at it, you know, it's really, really important how you see life and realize that, you know, like Jim Rohn would always say, it's not the wind that will get you there, it's the setting of the sail. How, you know, because a boat can't go directly into the wind. And so if the wind's blowing straight in your face, you turn the sail slightly to the side and it allows you to go diagonally. And it's not straight, but you're still going forward. You're going diagonally forward. And you got to do some zigzagging to get there. But you're at least going forward and not going back. You're not letting the wind push you backwards, which is what some people will do when life hits them full force, instead of taking the disasters and the things that happen and using them to move forward, people are allowing them to push them back. And I really, really appreciate your thoughts about everything this morning. It's just been awesome listening to your happiness and keep it up, Gail. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Abby. And yeah, I love how you look at that, because as a sailing person, people, you know, a boat person, that's a great tip, because no matter what, you may not feel like you're going forward, but you are, even if it's a little bit at a time. So, and that's all we ask for, right? We're not asking to, you know, be anything special. Just keep moving forward, right? Like Mr. Christian, keep moving forward. The song.
All right, thank you, Gail.
Thank you, honey. And who was the other person trying to come out here?
Hi, Gail. This is Mark Smith here.
Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes.
Thanks for being here.
Call. Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Wonderful call. And I love how you mentioned your age the last several calls, and it is such a strength. I can't tell how old you are by listening to your voice. And if I had to guess, I'd say you're like 35. I was recently on a technical call with a tech person from my cell phone carrier. I had to switch phones and change a SIM card and things of that nature. And he had to walk me through various websites and various applications. I had to download this and download that and sign into this and sign into that. And I was with him every step of the way. And then it came to a point where he needed my birth date, and I gave it to him. And he was like, wow, you don't sound your age. And I was like, what does that mean? So anyway, just kudos to you. The point I wanted to make about the reading was you mentioned that the gentleman had a book, and all he did was change the cover, and then it went and sold like millions.
Yeah.
And that just reminded me of a thumbnail, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
You alluded to it when you kind of took a break from the reading and said, wow, this sounds like what we're doing. And it sounded like a thumbnail. And then my third and final point, which is a big word you're hearing a lot today, which is pivoting. And in the reading, he was talking about if your plans don't work, change them, replace them, and on until you find what does work. And that sounds like pivoting, and that sounds like something that I've heard on this call where it says write your goal in stone, but your plans in sand. So anyway, wonderful call, Gail. Back to you. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for that great share, Mark. Thank you so much. Love it. Yeah. Okay. Who's next? Too much quiet. Wake up. It's Friday, you guys. Wake up. It's a good Friday. We covered so much. I like to hear somebody who is trying to get on YouTube or doing some YouTube videos, and sometimes what is their secret to actually doing your videos all the time, going through your fear.
Gail, Mark Smith again. I'll pop back out since there's a lot of dead space here, if you don't mind.
No, you're beautiful.
Okay, regarding YouTube, and I've been working my YouTube videos now, and one of the keys I heard, you know, I had to break through a lot of fear to get out there and to really start doing them. And one of the keys I heard from another mentor was just keep doing them. You won't really get your legs under you until you get to about 100 videos.
Oh,
and
100.
I've recently surpassed that, and I'm real excited about that. And my secret, the thing that helped me get through it was I had what we call a workout partner. That's somebody that just keeps you accountable and you keep them accountable. And a lot of times we'll give up on ourselves, but we won't give up on other people that are depending on us. So that was the thing that kind of got me through. And I did the same thing with my email list. So I'm emailing every Wednesday and every Saturday, and I've been doing this consistently now for several months. So really excited about all that, and that was the key that helped me kind of break through. So back to
you.
That's
a great tip.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great tip, Mark. Tell me, what is your platform? What do you focus on?
You said, what do I focus on my YouTube channel?
Yeah, with your YouTube video, what's your messaging usually?
Okay, well, my brand niche, which is everly evolving, is I basically help people break out of the matrix so that they can experience freedom, abundance, peace of mind, residual income, while leaving a powerful legacy. So I talk about all those points that are in there. It leans heavily into metaphysics and law of attraction. And this call and this book is right in my wheelhouse. So I love what we're doing here.
Yeah. Very good. That's why I do mention, like, if you are on this call, you have no lack of content.
Yes. I agree.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you, Gail.
Thanks
back
for sharing.
You.
Thank you, Mark. Okay. Come on out, you guys. Don't be shy. You know I'm not shy. You guys can share what your platforms are, what you're talking about.
Hey, Gail, it's Albie again.
Hi, Albie. Come on down.
It's a little quiet, so I hope you don't mind if I jump out one more time.
No, you're beautiful. I think people are sleeping in. I haven't had enough coffee yet today. Go for it.
Well, I just wanted to share just a comment on what Mark had said. And by the way, Mark, it was so amazing to meet you at Freedom Fest last year. And all of you, just, you know, going to Freedom Fest just really opened my eyes to see everybody, to feel what you guys are going through. That was originally what I really wanted to do. Was when I first went to Freedom Fest, I wanted to, you know, experience what it really feels like to be with other people who are working online as well. And that's why I was so attracted to everything that we have going on here, because it's so rare, you know. And I know how deeply I had been affected by conventions in the past. And, you know, when I went to Freedom Fest, they're like, yeah, well, this is not a convention. This is a Freedom Fest.
It's really
true, because it was life-changing and it completely different. And it was really more about relationships than it was about, you know, conventions you think of, like meetings and all this formal stuff. And Freedom Fest was more personal, connecting, you know, luncheons, like just talking. And, you know, I love how we go and help actually feed, you know, the starving children. It was like unheard of, you know, like, wow, really going out there and doing it. And I really appreciate Mark's thoughts on marketing as well. And he's so right about just doing it, just getting those videos done, and don't worry about whether they're awful or whatever. It doesn't matter. Just keep going, pushing forward. And, you know, it's like I was telling my team last night, it's like if you just get started and move one step ahead, in a year from now, you're going to be looked back on yourself and be like, holy cow, I've accomplished so much.
Yeah.
So thank you, Gail.
Yeah, we have to get ourselves out of the way, for sure. We have to get ourselves out of the way and think about our legacy, like who is going to be hearing this at some point. This is not stuff that goes away. It's been years and years and years. It's wisdom. And Freedom Fest, what I see Freedom Fest, and I always go on the simulcast, because when you purchase that as well, you have all the other simulcasts that you can watch, number one.
Uh-huh.
But it's hard for me to go. You know, my husband doesn't like me to leave the house practically. It's also, I consider it a family reunion, really. You know, I don't feel it like it's a big conference thing. I feel it's like a family reunion, and then we always get knowledge, and, you know, the speakers are always great, and it's just wonderful. But it does feel like a family reunion to me. But thanks for your thoughts, Albie.
Yes.
That was great.
Thank you, Gail.
Thank you. You're beautiful. So, who else is coming out? We
hey, Gail, and it's Lori Sue.
Oh, Miss Lori Sue, how are you? Everything rhymes with Lori Sue.
Pretty much. Let's see the good stuff, huh? Honey,
yeah.
You...
yeah. All good stuff.
I love you. Yeah. Oh, you said, get out of your way. And I, you know, we've been reading these books. I've been on the call for quite a while. And I didn't really understand what getting out of your way or get out of your head and all that meant. But I've of late just been totally grasping the idea of that journey from the head to your heart.
Yeah.
And understanding that each of us, if we want to live in alignment, it's the heart. And we say that and it sounds really cheesy. Oh, follow your heart. But if you really do go deep and pay attention, mm-hmm. and you can be quiet long enough, your soul will speak to your heart. It says the heart is kind of a doorway to the soul, and it will actually speak to you, and you'll find out that what it's saying is exactly what you need to hear, and it's exactly what you need to do. Like it's like you were talking about roadmaps and blueprints and other times that you've hosted the call, and I thought, yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. If we get our head out of the way, it's so easy to start babbling on in the head, and it has tapes in there that play that aren't good for us.
Oh, yeah.
And that have been kind of a software that's been uploaded that needs to be removed.
Yeah, so, I like to say, don't let your groove become your grave.
Yes, you said that, and I just love that. I think you actually said that yesterday, and I wrote it down. I was like, that is a powerful thing, because that's mm-hmm. exactly what can happen if we let that talk us out of everything, you know. I think that's, and I wanted to say also thank you so much, Ashley, for playing my songs, and that that some of you hopefully are enjoying them and feeling the message in your heart. They take a long time, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just, everything comes out on a page, and it's like therapy, and I really am grateful for technology. And we have so much at our fingertips now that can really help and benefit all of us. So,
yeah, it's amazing. I find it amazing, too. I find I love it because you can start, you know, like in AI, ask a little question or something, you get a plethora of stuff. It's like, wow, this is good. Yeah. You know, this is something I would have said if I could have said it like that.
Yeah, and you say that, I'm like, yeah, let's make it a tidal wave of good stuff out there on the internet. Let's just keep flooding with all these good things, helping people know there's divinity in them. And that,
absolutely.
That they have a purpose, like you say. I love that, too. There's a reason you're born. All the best, most influential, but the ones that made huge differences were ones that believed that they had a purpose. You know, they really believed in that.
Yeah, and it's not just humans. I mean, everything that has been created with a purpose. And I go back to like a flower that has different colors. It attracts different insects, you know, like as simple as that. And there's so many other things.
Fulfill their purpose, huh?
Exactly. Everything has been created. So how much more would we have? We have so much more power, and it's a shame to waste it. So.
Beautiful. Yep. Love you, Gail. Thank you for hosting.
Thank you, Miss Laurie Sue. I don't even know what time it is. Do we have a few more minutes? Oh, yeah, we got a few more minutes. Sure, we're good. Come on down. Yeah, this is such a great dynamic call because we're able to come out and to share something that we learned or something that, you know, is close to our heart. But it is Friday. Maybe lots of people are getting ready for the weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend.
I also want
to... Oh, my liver!
Go, fucker! Have you been sleeping on me?
Oh, no. What's up, everybody? What's up, Gail? I appreciate you today. And actually, like at the beginning of the call, I got a couple of guys that work with me, and nobody really works for me. And I told them we're going to go out and volunteer and just feed a couple people. And I'm going to just tell y'all, my mojo, as they say, is serving people. Because the money, it's always going to come, trust and believe. But if you serve enough people and you show them and you fulfill their needs, they'll stick with you forever. I had a guy that I'm working with. He has been with me over 20 years, y'all. Oh, so we develop a friendship. I know his kids' names. We go to their games. And it's all about the relationship, y'all. Because trust and believe, even online, you have to have a relationship with people. So that's why I'm glad we got Freedom Fest and you can meet people. But I'm going to just tell y'all, just work on your relationships as best as possible. And I want to tell y'all, but I'm going to say that for Monday on my trip. And that came from a relationship. So at the end of the day, work on your relationships. Gail, you're doing good, and we're about to go out here and serve. Let's get it! Oh, my liver!
Thank you, Booker. Thank you for what you do for other people. We love you.
Yes, ma'am. Love y'all, too.
Have a good day.
Brett,
be safe out there. Mr. Brett, you too. I was waiting for you. Come on out.
I don't know about that Mr. part. That's making me feel old. even though I am old, I want to think I'm not. But anyways, I'm the new 30 is what I look at it like that. I'm the new 30.
There you go.
I love what Booker just said because, you know, I just read it yesterday in one of my Bible readings is the fact that, God wants us, you know, to love him with all our heart. But the second part is, you know, to love one another as he loves us. So, and that's why I love this community because, you know, we just, not everybody shows up with unicorn and rainbows every day, right? You know, we have up days, we have down days, hopefully mostly up days for all of us. But, yeah, you tend to fall into that valley every once in a while. And that's why I love this community, because we can show up, suit up, and at the end of the day be risen up. And that's because of the power of the community. Everybody speaks belief. Everybody speaks truth. And everybody is here to be your best cheerleader. So anyways, back to you, Gail.
Thank you, Brett. Thanks. Have a great day out there. You definitely make a difference.
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Jesse.
I hear you, Jesse.
Awesome, awesome. You couldn't hear me before. I had to hang up and come back in. I'm having some trouble with my phone.
Well, glad you're here.
Awesome. I'm glad I'm here, too. I'm loving all the shares. I love the reading, especially something Mark recognized and then updated was the reference of a change in a title of a name, or like what we are more familiar today, just a subject title, a thumbnail, to make such a difference. And the thing I was also thinking about was the
Don't move around too much, Desi. We lost you for a second. Jesse. Lately we've been having a little technical. There we go. There we go. You got to keep your phone in one spot. Well, at least we didn't. We know you're back there. We know you're there somewhere. But it goes back to the thumbnail and the book cover, the book title. You know, you want to be able to grab people and their attention, but not in a way that, you know, you're really selling, because it's serving. Everything is serving other people, just like, you know, everyone on the line is saying. You feel so much better when you know you're serving people and not trying to make a dollar or make it. You're going to make money. You're going to make money when you put out good stuff. You're going to get the reward, but you don't do it for the reward. You do it for the service. You know, who am I and how can I help people, right? And even what Jessie, you know, she's been marketing for quite a long time. And, you know, she loves to serve and help people, you know, be prosperous, be financially set. And, you know, she's got great stuff out there. So, you know, sometimes you can even go back probably to things that have you've already done and change the title. Let's, you know, do an experiment, see how that works for us, according to this book, right? So anyway, it looks like Jesse's still trying to get in, out, and we'll wait for her to come back. So if somebody else wants to... Oh! She's like a hiccup.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you again. Now don't move.
I haven't moved. It's something going on with... whatever. It doesn't matter. It's my challenge for the day. Okay, just let me know. You've lost me. But I... So I have a fun idea that I was part of in another group, and I thought, well, let me share this with you. We have a little low. Maybe we get some people thinking. So the fun thing is a future you. So write down one sentence from your future self a year from now. So this is not a pressure or a goal-setting kind of concept, but in a grounded, honest, what feels aligned kind of way. An example would be, I'm so glad I finally decided to, but from a year from now, that you are giving the benefit of what you have been working through all year and achieved. So what got you there? Similar to maybe Mike Mark did. He has been little by little doing his videos and consistently doing them, and that is the key. So he could maybe say something, I'm so glad I finally decided to do these videos consistently every day, so many a day. Something fun like that, just a thought. Maybe if you can't come up with it right this moment, post it in our Facebook page. Just something that would uplift you and make you realize that all you need to do is one little bitty process, one little bitty thing that turns into a habit daily.
A little tweak in your in your regular day-to-day life, yeah. I just wrote down, I'm so happy and grateful, I decided to do YouTube videos of wisdom daily.
Woof, that's gorgeous, yeah. So how does... And then, how does that make you feel, right?
How does that make you feel good?
Yeah, right? Because it's accomplished. It's done. You are in your future you
Yeah.
And
well, it's an affirmation.
Feeling,
that's great.
But that feeling that you're feeling from saying that, that you've achieved, that is the feeling you want to move forward every single day with.
Right.
Because that's the emotion that we need to feel. Because we know that when we really put emotion and feeling into what it is that we are desiring, it manifests even quicker.
Right.
So if we're coming from the future and it's already achieved, wow.
Yeah.
That's even more
It's all right. It's
so
already
kind of
happened.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You act as if it's already there. Yeah. Gotcha. Yep. I love that.
To come out. Thank you. All right. Before I get dropped again.
I know. It's been a journey this week with people getting dropped off, you know, and then, you know, are you there? Are you there? But that was really good. It was a good tip, right? It's like, this is what you want to say to yourself. That's what affirmations are all about, you know. They're to program you, reprogram you. And you always want to make them positive in the present moment. And there's three P's, personal, present, and I lost the other P. Personal, positive, and present in the present moment. Three P's. That's how affirmations are supposed to be written. Okay. Well, thank you, Miss Jessie. Thank you so much. We still have 2 minutes of wisdom that we're waiting for somebody to come out and just share a thought, an idea.
Hello, Miss Gail.
Oh, Miss Ashley, what I knew about you. My hero.
Today has been so, so powerful. Talk about Shiro. You delivered a message to me that was just like loud and in my face. I can't deny it. Thank you. So I'm just kind of at this turning point in my life. I've been here a couple of times where I've had opportunities. My husband and I keep working together and figuring out ways for me to not have to work the little part-time job that I have. So we have figured some things out, and I have a little bit more time freedom again. I just said goodbye to my coworkers on Wednesday and closing that chapter, I believe. And again, the message you delivered today of just showing up consistently, and then what Mark said as well of, you know, 100 videos until you get your feet under you. And it's just a lot of good messages I'm receiving today. So I just want to say thank you to everyone and to you and to Jesse. I received a wonderful, full of love and kind words card yesterday from Jesse. And just want to express gratitude just to this entire community. You guys all lift me up in so many different ways and inspire me and encourage me just by being you. You have no idea how much power is in just being you. And I'm so grateful to be surrounded by people that are genuinely themselves. Love you guys.
Yeah, definitely love it. Thank you, Ashley. And you means Y-O-U, your own uniqueness. Okay? So never change. Be you. And thank you for coming out. Miss Ashley, we love you so much for everything that you do, not just because you do it, but who you are and how you give back to us and serve others, so many of us. So we love everybody on this call. Thank you for coming out. And we will be back on Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You guys have a fantastic weekend. Make it wonderful. And we will see you on Monday.
Excellent stuff, Ashley, as well.
Great call.
Thank you, Albie. Have an amazing Friday. Amazing weekend.
Have a great day. Take care, Ashley. Have a great day, Booker. Building a life that's bold and free. Jesse, have a super day. Purpose in my heart. I got the Mark Smith. Appreciate you.
Leadership every day. Imagination lights each step of the way. Enthusiasm soaks the air, feeling blessed. Never any stress as I give my best. I'm debt free, saving money for the future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personalities, spreading light around. Accurate thoughts where truth surrounds. Concentration, focus, laser sight. Cooperation, unity tight and bright. Profit from failure, rise again and again. Tolerance. The long cut is worth it, no shortcuts here. Hype-free marketing, let the truth appear. Meaningful content, I'm sharing my soul. Being the change, the only way to roll. Every choice aligned with infinite light. Architect of the universe, guiding my sight. I'm standing tall, leading with grace. Principles set a rock solid base. I'm debt-free, saving money for the future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personality. Starts with you. In alignment with the universe, we break through. Infinite intelligence guiding our way. We're making a difference day by day. I'm debt free, saving money for the future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personality, spreading light around. Accurate thought where truth surrounds. Concentration, focus, laser sight. Cooper.